Six slokas of chapter 15. In the first three slokas, the Lord has discussed about the Jagat. The whole creation He has explained in the first three verses. In the second set of three verses, He tells about the Mukti, Moksha. He tells about the sadhana also. What are the sadhanas to be done to reach that state? And at the same time, dharma also is stated there. Dharma means nirmana moha jita sanga dosa. What has to be done? Adhyatma nitya. What we have to do or these sadhanas, that also is stated. So now Lord is telling about the jiva. So jeev is stated in verse number 7. We have already chanted in our previous class. We will chant again.
Mamai vamsho jiva loke. Jiva bhuta sanatanah.
Jiva bhuta sanatanah.
Manasasthanindriyani. Prakritisthani karshati. Mamai vamsho jiva loke. Jiva bhuta sanatanah. Manasasthanindriyani. Prakritisthani karshati.
Mamaiva ansa jiva loke. My ans is jiva. And all dvaitins, they take the support of this loka and they say the Paramatma is whole and we are part of it. But Lord has said, jiva bhuta sanatana. This jiva is also sanatan, eternal. Ansa, what we have seen in our earlier discussion also, when there is a ansa part, if we are part of the whole, then in our empirical world, we see when one part is defective or get destroyed, then the whole equipment is disrupted, function disrupted. In your car, if one part is not functioning, then the car stops. So we don't find the whole cosmos stopping its function. Jiva comes and goes. But the whole cosmos is running. So it cannot be explained that way. Second, anything which is with part is always limited. Anything which is with parts is always limited. Because part itself is limited. But our scripture says that Brahman is without parts. And third, if the parts are already associated with the Paramatma, like my hand and legs are associated with my body, then what is the purpose of bhakti yoga for getting united with the Lord? If I am already united, if I am the part, then I am already united with the Lord. Is it not so? If that be so, then what is the purpose of bhakti yoga? To get united with the Lord. There is no purpose. So Shankaracharya says, it is not like that. It is not that Paramatma is whole and we are part of this, one by one part. He said it is ansa eva. Eva means as though we are part. Really speaking, we are not part. It looks like part because of the upadhi. Because of this conditioning, we feel that we are part. But this conditioning is because of ignorance. When the ignorance is removed by knowledge, then the conditioning is not there. It is not real conditioning. Real conditioning means it never stays for 3 period of times. This conditioning is never there for 3 period of time. 3 period of time, past, present and future. This body was born and before the date of birth, this body was not there. After death, this body will not be there. So it is not a real conditioning. Then how can we explain this as a part, as though it is part? So there are only two theories in Vedanta. One is the theory of reflection and another is theory of conditioning. The theory of reflection means the sun is one. There may be 1,000,000 buckets with the water and the reflection will be in each bucket. The bucket water, if you throw out, reflection is not there. Sun is not affected. Sun is not destroyed. Number two theory of conditioning. We create a pot, we call it pot space. Really speaking, space cannot be conditioned by pot, but because we utilize that pot space, we call it pot space. Break the pot, the space becomes total space. Space, total space can never be conditioned by pot. Can never be conditioned. But we call it conditioned pot space. So in two ways it can be. Either the theory of reflection, if the reflected sun in the bucket of water, if the water is removed, there is no more reflection, but the sun is not affected. If one part, if the one equipment is destroyed, sun is not affected. One reflection removed, sun is not affected. Similarly, if the space, if one pot is broken, the total space is not affected. In this way, it can happen. In no other way it can happen. If you say that the jiva is part of the Lord, then you cannot use the word sanatana there. Jiva bhuta sanatana. Lord has said, Jeev is also Sanatan. There cannot be two Sanatan. Impossible. If Lord is Sanatan and Jeev is also Sanatan, then there becomes two Sanatan. Two Sanatan means they are limited, and if they are limited, they are perishable. There is no other relations can happen, no other relationship can happen except we accept that the Lord is there and we have got the reflection that we have seen in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita also. When Lord says, I am the bij, I am the seed for all beings. That means, I am Pita. Pita means what? That I am giving the reflection to all beings. This way, this can be explained. From absolute standpoint, there is no difference. Absolute standpoint, without conditioning, this Atman and Brahman is one and same. There is no difference. But with conditioning in the empirical world, he is Data, I am a Vikari. He is the giver, I am a beggar. He is Sarvagya, I am Alpagya. He is Lord, I am a servant. That relationship is there from the empirical world upside, empirical standpoint. But from the absolute standpoint, there is no difference. It is one and same. In Vyavahar, in the empirical world, we have got the relationship. And all relationships are with this body. My mother, my father, my brother, my son, my children, all are related. This all relationships are limited in time. We sometimes disown also our own children. Disown our own spouse also. But the Lord never does that. Lord is our permanent relative. Even if we want to leave him, he will not leave us. We may be very bad person, still he considers his own child. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Api cheda sudhuracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhu reva mantabya samyak vyavasito hi sa. Api cheda sudhuracharo. If a person is of a bad conduct, is the sinner, not only sinner, sudhuracharo. Gurudev used to say he has done PhD in sin. He has committed all types of sins. All type of sins. He has done Brahmahatya, Bhrunahatya, whatever type of sin. All types of sin he has done. Api cheda sadhuracharo bhajate mam ananya bhav. The moment he turns and comes toward the Lord, start worshipping the Lord, Lord says, sadhu reva mantabya, consider him a sadhu. He is no more a sinner. See the relationship with the Lord. The moment you turn toward the Lord, he said, sadhu reva mantabya, he is sadhu. And he gives the shelter. Whosoever surrenders, be he a sinner or a punyatma, whatever he may be, whosoever surrenders to the Lord, Lord accepts him. The relationship between two waves is impermanent. Relationship between two waves is impermanent, but the relationship of wave with the ocean is permanent. Similarly, ocean is Ishwar and we are like the waves. So the relationship between Jiva and Ishwar is permanent. So when the Lord is saying that Mamai Vanso Jiva Loke, then it is from the absolute standpoint that we are one. It's not the relationship between whole and part. But from the empirical standpoint, we also say, Tameva Mata, Tameva. We say, no? Mata and Pita, we say. Answer, difference, we say. So we have to understand the oneness with the Lord in this life. If we don't understand this, then what will happen? Punarapi jananam, punarapi marnam, punarapi janani jatare sayanam. Iya sansare, duha dustare, kripya pare, pahi murare. Then the journey will continue. Will take again birth. But if you understand that you are that Brahman in this life itself, then no more rebirth. Then what happens to the second line? Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. This we will take up when we study the next verse. It's connected to the next sloka.
Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyut kramati swaraha yachapyut kramati swaraha grihitvaitani samyati grihitvaitani samyati vayur gandhani vashayat vayur gandhani vashayat shariram yadavapnoti yachaput kramatishwarah grihitvaitani samyati vayur gandhani vashayat.
If you don't realize your Atman or Brahman in this life, then there is going to be transfers from one body to another body. Like we have got transfers in our office, no? From this office to that office. How long that will continue? So long you are employed. If you are not employed, there is no question of transfer. Khatam. The Lord says in sloka number 8, Utkramati Ishwaraha. Utkramati means leaves. Ishwaraha. Who is this Ishwar? Here Ishwar refers to Jiva. You see, unless, these are the mystic language, unless somebody tells you this is Ishwar means Jiva, if you read the sloka yourself, you will be confused. What is this Ishwar Utkramati Jiva? How Jiva is Ishwar? Mahatma says, all Jiva are mini-Ishwar. Mini-Ishwar? Yes. We control our actions. We control our thoughts. We are also controller. So this Ishwar or the Jiva, Ishwar means Jiva, this Jiva, Utkramati, when he leaves, what happens? Sariram yad apnoti, he gets another body. Is being transferred. Utkramati. Then what he does? Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Well, at the time of living, karsati, he pulls. Pulls what? Manasasthani indriyani. Organs of perception, five organs of perception and mind. Mind is also taken as indriya. Why mind is taken as indriya? We say in a sixth sense, that person has got the sixth sense. It's a common sense. Manah sasthani indriyani. With the mind, those who have studied Tattva Bodha, this represents the subtle body. All organs of action, organs of perception, five prana, mana and buddhi. 17 items are included, which goes from one body to another body. But here the Lord has said, mana sasthani indriyani. These five organs of action, eyes, ear, nose, taste, and touch. Plus mind, it goes. Achha, this happens every day also. How? When you go to the deep sleep, your mind and senses are closed. And when you wake up in the morning, they all open their shop. Is it not so? It's happening every day. And when he finally departs from this body, the jiva here referred is the ignorant, not a realized person. The Ishvara referred here refers to an ignorant person. We are all ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of about own true nature. Who am I? We don't know. But for the realize, there will not be any transmigration, no transfer. This is the last life. Khatam. So when the ignorant leaves this body, then these six, that means 17 items, 5 Jnanendriya, 5 Karmendriya, Panch Pran, Man Buddhi, 17 items, they go from one body to another body. How he departs? The airport, they announce, na? Flight number this and this will depart from this and this gate, from this concourse. But this jiva, he will not tell. From which gate he will depart? He may depart from eyes, ears, nose, mouth, or the lower trunk organs. Departs. Not known. But how he departs? It is said, grihitva etani sanyati vayu gandhani iva asyat. Like the breeze takes the fragrance from the flower without disturbing the flower, without flower doesn't know. Breeze comes, takes the fragrance and goes away. The same way, this Ishwar, this jiva, Ishwar here in this loka, is jiva. He leaves this body, disturbing nothing, no parts of the body are disturbed. Some people try to take photo. The jiva departing. And they say they have seen something white, something has seen. They don't know that white is only the sattva part. Sattva part is represented by white. Rajas is red. And tamogun is black. People are interested in the taking photo. They are not interested in learning the Vedanta. Are you understand it? Why are you worried? Get liberated in this life. In cinema, we see, you know, sometimes a person is dying. Then he calls his all sons. Come here fast. I am going to tell you in which bank account I have kept money. Many people do this thing. They will not tell even their spouse. They will not put their name in the account also. That if I am not there, and unless my spouse can enjoy it, or they do not nominate also. If something happens, so and so should be nominated, so and so should be given whatever balance is there. What happens to those accounts? Who enjoys that? Bank or the government? Because the spouse and children don't know. Where is the bank? In which bank account the money is lying? They don't know. So this person calls. Now he understands that I am departing. I have to tell them, otherwise they will not be able to enjoy. Calls his sons. I am going to tell you the bank account. Speech gone. Specking. Manasasthani Indriyani Prakritasthani Karsati, he is pulling, he is transferring, he is going to another body. Pulling. Speech gone. Then children write, all the banks available, US bank, Midwest bank, third bank, fifth bank, and at least he will point out this one. Hand is gone, withdrawn, cannot show. So bring the paper closer to the father. If we can, by seeing, he is then on the upper part or the lower part. Eyes withdrawn, can't see. God. Karsati, pulls. Slowly they start packing. And in Tattvabodh you will find the packing starts from the age of? From the age of? Nobody has done Tattvabodh. Asti, jayate, vardate, increasing. It goes up to the age of 25 you can have vardate. After that, the burden will be this side. Not this way. Then, Biparin Mate matures. This maturity is from 25 to 40 years. And after 40, Apachiyate. Packing starts from that. When you go to the doctor, I am not seeing properly. First thing he will ask, what is your age? The moment you say 40, he understands. He knows Tattvabodha. Apachiyate. Then, tooth falling one by one. Hairs graying. But we are smart. Grey hai to kya hua? Chalo, kala kar dete hain. Okay. Some people are very good in packing. Suppose you are traveling, you have got a big suitcase, one is a small suitcase. So first you will try to accommodate in small suitcase. Packing suru. Full pant? No, we can't accommodate in the small suitcase. Chalo, phir 3/4 le lete hain. No. Settled for the shorts. Towel? The big one? No. Chota wala, can't accommodate. We accommodate with the napkin. This will... 10 inches by 10 inches. Oh, I can manage. Toothpaste? That big one? Roll it. Cut it. Again, crimp it. Now there is no place for the toothbrush. Break. Then after that, you are trying to close the lid. Sitting on that. It's not closing. Then, chalo. Bada mein dal do. Chote ko bada mein dal do. And very expert in closing. But the final conclusion is, nobody can see how a jiva departs. Nobody can see. And what are these five organs of perception is given in the next verse. It's only the enumeration of five organs of perception. We will see this today.
Shrotram chakshusparshanam cha.
Shrotram chakshusparshanam cha.
Rasanam ghranameva cha. Rasanam ghranameva cha. Adishthaya manaschayam. Adishthaya manaschayam. Vishayanupasevate, Vishayanupasevate, Shrotram chakshusparshanam cha, Rasanam ghranameva cha, adishthaya manaschayam vishayalupasevate.
Shrotram, chachu, sparsanam, rasanam, granam, evacha. Five. Eyes, ears, nose, then rasanam, and the touch. But these are not the gross things which we are seeing. Not this eye. This eye will be there in the dead body also. We call it the gross. There is a subtle indriya which is besides, which is different from these gross. Five jnana indriya. They go out. Adhisthaya manacha. Mana, the mind. Mind with the vasana. These vasana, they govern. That is the causal body, that is the karan sarira. Karan, the cause for gross body and subtle body. So the mind is the presiding there. He tells which way to go. He takes the body according to the vasana. Where he stays while traveling into the next body, many people are interested in that. Kya hota hai? When the body goes from this place, which body, how long it will be suspended there, how long it will remain there, they are more interested in there. Bhagavan is not interested. Nor are we interested. You may find something in Garuda Puran. But I have not studied Garuda Puran. My guru has not studied Garuda Puran. They are not interested in all these things. And Lord also is not interested. Because he has also not mentioned anything about it. The idea is that we should get realized in this body itself. Don't bother about all these things. What happens? Adhishtaya manaschayam vishyan usevate. He opens his suitcase there in the new body. What are the 17 items? Five organs of perception, five organs of acceptance, five pranas and man and buddhi. The first of all, the prana will start functioning. Then slowly the eyes, ears, slowly the other organs will start functioning. Karmendiya, these things, the legs. It is said, some Mahatma said, that all creatures of the world, they get up. Even in the calf, you see, newly born calf, it will stand on its own leg within half an hour. But the human baby, 1 year, stand on own legs. And really speaking, standing on own legs, you become professional. 20 years, 30 years, 35 years, you become professional standing on legs. Otherwise, you are still dependent on somebody. Then, manaschayam. Vishyanu sevate. Chayam means he drinks tea. No. Mana cha ayam. Ayam jiva. Jiva, what he does? Vishyan upasevate. He enjoys, again, vishay, sense objects. He forgets his, again, we have already forgotten our real relationship with the Lord. And when he is in the womb, in the Sirsasana Avastha, he continuously says, I know Lord. And I will not leave Lord. I will remember Lord always. But when comes out, again, Vishyan Upasevate, going into the next body. And after that, again, he is in the sense object, reveling in the sense object. Continues. That vasanas continues. We don't know how to act in the world. Not knowing the art of acting, what we do? We create more and more and more vasanas. Vasanas means the causal body. Causal body means your likes and dislikes. You are giving the blueprint to the Lord for your next body. Lord is not going to change any of your blueprint. Whatever blueprint you have given, he will accept. According to your blueprint, according to your vasana, he will say, this body is fit for you. Go to the animal kingdom, go to the plant kingdom, go to the mineral kingdom. It is your vasana. You are transferred. Journey continues. And in that form, again jiva continues to enjoy. Mahatma says, enjoy the world, but don't forget your goal. You need these things, you need this impermanent body, you need food, you need all the things of the world. Utilizing those things, don't forget the goal and reach your goal. We have forgotten the goal. Yesterday, Gurudev was also saying the same thing. Don't forget your goal. We'll see you on the next day. Next verse we'll see you next day. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Gachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti.